Hey, everybody, welcome to Homeschool. This week, we're going to get right to the jokes, because there's no guests, it's just me and Andrew, and we're going to promote the dates at the end, so you have to listen to the whole goddamn thing.
That's the reason they weren't listening the whole time.
Yeah, when are these dates coming? Or you can hit 30 seconds forward 100 times, and you'll get to them. But first, before the jokes, a three-second pause, because I don't know how to edit things.
I've got the metronome.
Oh, okay.
Hey, welcome to Homeschool 70. We are back from Oregon, and boy, do we have some stories to tell. My name is Xander Rivers, and I'm here, as always, with all empty seats, Corey Michaelis.
That's right. I'm on a bed because there's no seat in this room for me. That's right, though. For a few years, it's been harder to get booked to comedy clubs because we're not famous, so... you guys don't listen to this podcast, so you already knew that, but everyone has a business to run. I get it. So why book Andrew Rivers when people actually pay to see Jeremy Piven and Stormy Daniels?
Hey, I've paid to see Stormy Daniels, but that was in my hotel room.
Okay, so we decided before we get bumped to feature for the Island Boys.
Island Boys.
Island Boys. And we finally make the news for ODing. We take control of our own careers and rent out music clubs and put on shows ourselves.
Yeah, we started running Facebook ads with our dry bar videos because I figured if they could help Donald Trump win an election, supposedly, then, you know, I could convince people to come to my show.
I mean, that's right. People make stupid decisions on Facebook all the time.
Which Disney princess are you? Cinderella, but the before picture.
No shoes. But the tour went pretty well, and I'm pretty happy with the name we had.
You know? I didn't know we named the tour. I thought it was like just the test runner.
Nah, that's the Johnson vaccine.
Oh, well, it started as like bald and beautiful because you're bald and I'm growing my hair out for a wig for you.
Oh, the Locks of Love tour.
The Locks of Like tour, but maybe the Goldilocks tour.
Wow, a dirty blondie locks for you.
No, because I am dirty, but because we rented three clubs and we sold so well in Bend, we moved to the bigger room. But in Portland, we sold 50 tickets, so we moved to the smaller room.
Oh, yeah, and Eugene was just right. It will really be the Goldilocks tour once we team up with Brad Upton because we'll have three bears.
Hey, the advantages of advertising the show yourself are potentially more money, and the disadvantages are reading the comments.
Yeah, we see them all, and I get called gay a lot, which is odd because it's not the insult they think it is. Like, what are you trying to say? I look nice?
Ooh. Well, stick a finger in my ass. You ruined my day.
If I go through a full day and nobody calls me gay, that's when I get upset. Like, hey, my boots match my belt on purpose and my skin is flawless. Somebody better call me a queer.
I think he was flirting with you for free tickets. I noticed that. People try to get their way into the show, you know? The girls flirt with you more than me, though, probably because I leave a bunch of comments telling people you're gay, but I'm still bummed that that girl from Facebook didn't come to the show. You know, I really thought I was going to get laid this week.
Wait, which girl?
The blonde from Facebook.
Dirty blonde. Well, I told you that's not a real girl, man. Maybe we should have called it the Pinocchio tour.
Well, I know my wood got longer when I saw that bikini photo on Facebook.
Yeah, your dick gets longer when women lie to you. But
tell me I'm pretty and successful.
It got like three likes, dude. That's not a hot chick. That's a dude trying to get free tickets also. I mean, I hope he enjoyed the show.
Well, I hope he felt real embarrassed when he picked up tickets under the name Tiffany.
Well, it was in Portland, so a dude named Tiffany isn't all that crazy, really.
Well, you're right. Speaking of catfish, I thought we were going to have 200 people in Portland. What the fuck happened? We sold 52 tickets. Last time we were there, we sold 100. How did we get
smaller,
less popular?
Cheaper venue. I don't know what
time went on.
And we didn't spend that much money on ads last time. Anyway, well, that new variant came out like 2 weeks ago. Maybe that hurt our chances. You know, the symptoms are loss of taste and income, apparently.
Well, and threats of gang violence.
Yeah, and shot up the venue.
the gang picked the wrong night. They were aiming for our, feel like Tupac escaped. But hey, Eugene was a good show, you know, at least.
All right, well, that's where the jokes end. That's all we have.
Wait,
so
we still have more jokes.
Oh, well, that's going to be an extra fee for
hey,
listeners.
That wasn't in the agreement.
Well, that's showbiz, baby.
I can't believe they added vaccine requirements and hired security without telling us, you know, especially when it comes out of our pocket. I could have just hired an open micer to pretend to check vaccine cards and let everyone in.
That's what they do in every other venue in the whole country, so I don't know. But I think that's why they call it Wow Hall. You look at the contract and go, wow, that was not in there before.
Well, at least Bend was great. You know, we sold out 200 seats, and the venue was very cheap to rent.
For sure. Didn't have much overhead. Didn't get head. Didn't that guy wasn't paying for dental insurance either, obviously. So
well, that makes the head much better. It makes the overhead better. But wait, can we go back to my favorite story of the weekend? Sure. In Portland, we went to the strip club for your podcast.
Yes, that's right. For research purposes only, for my podcast. Mm. According to Visa, this is a business trip. It's nice when you can write off getting off, you know.
Well, you almost got a bigger charge on that than maybe you anticipated. You were sure getting chatty with those hookers.
Yeah, where'd they come from? also, you, whoa, come on.
Someone rubbed a magic lamp, I think.
That's call them hookers. They appeared out of nowhere. They're sex workers. That's derogatory to call them hookers. Also, they charge extra if you want to call them slurs. They're just like Wow Hall.
Wow Hall. Slurfy. I mean, technically they're sex workers, but let's be clear. They were hookers. There was nothing classy about what they were doing. Right. That one girl grinding on me without my consent did not turn me on. It made me want to call CPS. Where are those human trafficking posters when you need them? Probably not in strip clubs because it would hurt their business. But that girl is not allowed to go to a Pilot gas station bathroom.
Yeah, well, seeing prostitutes in a strip club is kind of like seeing Chris Rock and I at the same comedy club. I almost said Kid Rock. same thing.
That'd be the worst version of it.
Yeah, we're technically both hilarious.
But this one's on purpose.
Insane. We're technically both comedians, but you're going to like what he does way better than what
Chris
I do.
Chris Rock, not Kid
Rock.
Yeah. I mean, if Chris Rock made me laugh and made me come, I'd be married to him or Kid Rock. I don't care.
Jesus, sure. Well, I got one of the two of
but
those.
But his music
so.
Makes me limp. That's the limp biscuit.
I just got to get funny. I can have 3 out of 3.
Oh, wait, 3 out of 3? All right. This one's bad at math.
Oh, one. Oh, I got 1 out of 2. Yeah, come in.
Come, laugh and limp.
Married, I don't know. Limp.
Well, who knows? Hey, you know what else we ran into that is a slut for dirty talk? Bomb Shelter Bart.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of, he was out there being charming, you know, with his all, No Lives Matter t-shirt. I really butcher that shit. Charming people with his No Lives Matter t-shirt. Why do we keep that guy around? We don't agree on much, you know?
Well, he's a sweetheart deep down, but also I know he's capable of being very violent, so I want him on my side.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're going to be really useful in an apocalypse.
Hey, I could be useful for a couple weeks, you know? I can investigate suspicious noises. If I don't come back, he knows it's not safe.
I don't know. He might just be up there drinking Mai Tais on the beach. He's not going to get your text underground.
But hey, sold out crowd in Bend. Mai Tai, I like that. It's my girlfriend's name. To cap off, the tour was great. We made about $2,000 total, and now you can finally pay off your Blockbuster late fees.
Woo-wee, those things are worse than student loans, because it's all I did in college was watch movies.
Well, that's why you didn't graduate, and you're a comedian. But, and you were going down on your roommate in the closet, but let's announce our next tour right now, then.
To Kill a Cockingbird.
To Kill a Cockingbird.
I don't even know. All right.
Just like Brian Kelly, we're taking our talents to Louisiana.
Ooh, I've been working on the accent every time I need a punchline to get a laugh. I just say it in a southern accent.
Cars are like wives.
Accidental bangers. So no shade to Brian Kelly for pandering. In fact, I'll leave him 2 tickets at the door for our show.
Well, February 18th, 19th, and 20th. Hopefully those dates are right. I'm not going to double check. Lafayette, Biloxi, and Mobile, Alabama. Tickets up on Facebook and Eventbrite and OnlyFans.
Well, farmers only for all you in the South.
All right.
Y'all.
Y'all. Come back now, you hear?
So, I mean, this we may make it sound like we just did these shows, but, you know, it takes a while to get back together because I was in New York and you were jerking it. well, the 3 hour time difference, that makes it tough. I mean, you're not getting up at 8 a.m. to podcast. So,
yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in, I want to say Vancouver, but it's actually New Westminster.
Ah.
I always.
Was anybody getting annoyed with, hey, New West?
There wasn't enough people to make enough noise for me to hear it in the giant theater. 350 seat theater maybe, and a couple shows with only like 10 to 15 people.
Oh, so. Wow, that's
I was earning every dollar, and they were Canadian, so I was working three times as hard just for the same pay. And I know it feels to be a woman.
Oh man, does when you're bumbling there, do you have to swipe extra?
You have to pay extra for the swipes. Well, if I bumble from the United States, you know, there's an international fee, but.
So it's in a theater, which is interesting, and then a block, like literally a block away is another theater.
That's an all-ages strip club, I think.
All ages.
That's what the feature was telling me.
All the ages.
I walked by, and it seemed run down. They had like half-price dances Sundays, and I was like, well, too bad I'm driving home Saturday at 2 a.m. But I was real curious because...
I'll tell you about it.
Oh, yeah, well...
I gotcha.
All right.
I've been a few times, and I
just for research purposes.
That's right. Wrote it off, and I interviewed K.Bella, who has since moved to Northern Idaho /Spokane for college.
Have you interviewed her?
Interviewed her and her roommate, and they came over to my hotel. We had shots, and it was a great interview and great time. And they left, and I went to the show. And then afterwards, I went and saw them at the club, and it was great. And the one roommate friend was like vetting me. She's like asking a bunch of questions. She's like, "All right, yeah, if you want to, you can have sex with my roommate." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And she was like, "Well, wait, you didn't know she was kind of, never mind." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, well, no, I'm not going to do that. But you just kept me going for about 6 years." But they then emailed me or texted me or whatever a week later, like, "Oh, no, I put it up." And then they listened to it together and they texted me and they're like, "Can you take it down?" So that was one of the takedowns. We sounded like drunken dummies, and oh my gosh, we sounded so stupid. And I was like, it was great. It was really fun. It was the only time I'd ever had two girls in an interview,
and also also interviewed them.
Two fans blowing on me. And so it was like quite the roller coaster ride. Great interview, drinks, went to the club at night. Got the consent to sleep with one from the other, which doesn't seem
you
like...
You can fuck her, but don't post that podcast.
I wouldn't want anybody knowing that things aren't above board here. But I was very flattered, but I left immediately after she told me that because I just didn't want to... I didn't want to deal with that.
Where were you working? What were you working?
Well, it used to be called Laugh Lines.
Oh, that's right.
And I headlined there three times, maybe just twice, and featured twice, or featured once and headlined twice. So that was like one of the only clubs I was like on a text basis
What's her name?
Susan. Yeah, it wasn't Susie Booking at the time, but I'm cool with her. I don't know how involved she is now.
Thompson?
But, oh gosh, what's the gal's name? She's so cute. She was running the club.
Oh, that's right, the hot blonde.
She had like this little
piercing hair. And she was like pregnant and real bummer.
Gorgeous gal.
Well, can't get her pregnant twice.
But yeah, so I can.
That'd be weird if you had twins, but like one was just like a month older. You know,
that'd be hilarious. We're not identical. Twins, same birthday? Nope. Month apart.
Same in the same womb at the same time. Roommates.
Roommates. Hey. I don't think that's a touchdown. I think he went out and came back in.
I think so.
Oh, they're calling it a touchdown.
I mean, the TV doesn't know.
Oh, Jesus. Melvin Gordon went off too. This is annoying. Melvin
Fantasy
Gordon.
Update.
Anyway, hey,
you guys. Listeners
this
now.
Is great for podcasting. But yeah, so I was in New York City. We should talk more about girls in Vancouver and New West. I'm curious. You Bumbled before.
Yeah, Bumbled, and I actually downloaded Bumble. You know, I've been off of it for a while, and downloaded it just because I'm like, you know, if this worked for Corey every single night for the past few years, you know,
right.
Surely I can do something. And I was on tour with Steve, and we're gonna be
to be clear,
all these cool cities.
Okay, anyway. Tinder. Tinder. I never used Bumble.
Well, they gotta hinge, they have to message thing? First.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just don't.
Yeah.
And that's fair. Swipe regret maybe. But
this
anyway,
gal messaged you, evidently.
Yeah, so this gal
we'll call her Tiffany.
Mai Tai.
Her name?
But those Asian girls got a great work ethic, you know. So yeah, so just, you know, her bio was like, "I love comedy, whatever."
Yeah.
Came
so
to
she
the
got
show
you hard.
Thursday.
She got
night.
You hard by lying to you.
Yeah. Came to the show Thursday. There's only 15 people, maybe. And I was like, oh, jeez. And, but, you know, still pretty good.
Sure.
So she was real impressed.
Okay.
And then it's funny. I go, oh, let's go grab a drink at a bar. And she's like, great. And then we walk into a bar and they're like, do you have your vax passport thing? And I'm like, oh, I have a photo of it. I mean, mine's in my car and it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And, they're like, sorry. Can't let you gotta scan a thing or bring the physical card. And I was like,
there's like an app or something.
Yeah. And I was like, ah, I'm from the States, all I got the photo. And she's like, don't they do this in the States? I'm like, well, they're supposed to, but it's not very popular to steal your joke, but yeah, well, you might imagine. But then
we shoot up schools more.
Yeah,
than
and then I was like on my phone, like, ah, it's fine. She was like, maybe another bar will let you in, but we can't. And I'm like, okay. So I was like, I'll find another bar maybe. And then
and to do the app, you need all the information, or you need to take a picture of the card.
It's just a QR code that they scan that says approved or whatever.
But you fill out information on
I
the
think
app.
I don't know. I didn't know the app.
We
I
did
had
that
an app,
before. And
I had an app before to enter Canada. You have to fill out an app. Whatever, which you didn't know until you got up there, because people were handing over. You were handing over papers, and everyone's just handing a phone. I think is what you said.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
But anyway, so I was like, fine.
We had to go to Dubai.
Tried to
walk,
find
anyway.
Another bar, and we found another bar, and we walked in, and they're like, "Ah, oh, we're closed." And I was like, "Well, shit." And then I was like,
"Well,
do they sell like alcohol at Safeway?" She's like, "No." And then we were literally standing next to a liquor store. And
we need
like,
alcohol.
There's a liquor store right there. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, hey, do you want to just get like a six-pack, a White Claw, and we can head back to the condo? She's like, that's fine.
Oh, they have a condo?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Oh, that's
it's like
good.
29th floor, a cool corner unit with big windows and cool views.
Yeah, the hotel was fine. Before,
yeah. I remember the hotel being great. In a two-bedroom condo, and so...
Extra bedroom for you
if
you want one.
Yeah. I mean, it was convenient, you know? I mean, that made things a little less... I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I do know, but you know, I'll tell you.
Who knows what happens?
But who knows what happens, you know? So we both are like, I don't really drink, but I just thought, let's grab a drink, you know?
Yeah.
So
does she
kind
smoke?
No, I didn't actually... Well, I didn't bring any,
wondering.
Then... I know you can buy it, but I also was like, I should just take a few days off. Why not?
Okay.
And then, you know, I had a girl over and I was like, well, this is kind of helpful, but I wish I had some weed, but I don't know. She said she didn't like it actually, so it wouldn't have mattered. But anyway, we chill, we have a drink, we talk, we're like, she's very funny, she's cool. She's like her openers on Bumble were like, jokes of like, how much does Santa pay for parking? Nothing. It's on the house. And like, I'm like, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'll take that. Right. You know, the comedy effort.
It's
fun. It's a good joke. And, you know, whatever. and then, you know, we just put on a Netflix and we're cuddling. And then we sat out. There's a deck. There's a couple little porches and they're not real sturdy, but they're just tiny. I get uncomfortable.
Especially for her. I saw a photo.
Those Asians blowing up.
Wait, was she Asian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so she's from I'll tell you later.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So yeah. we're on like this couch on the deck, but it's freezing cold.
Yeah, yeah.
And we pull a blanket and we're snuggly, and I'm like kind of kissing her cheek and neck and just talking. And we're just, yeah. But she's like showing no interest in like returning it, you know?
Okay.
And so what's funny is, like the whole time, and she was being kind of dirty talking on Bumble, and I was like, "Oh, this is a strong, strong
sign
chance here,"
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting kind of nothing, like I'm like getting
interesting,
zoned
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, you know, it's fair, but she's not going, "Hey, creepy." You know?
Yeah. Hey, don't do that.
But she's just letting herself get loved on, and that's fine.
And she's not giggling into her hands. Or
yeah,
anything,
yeah, yeah. And there was like a moment or two where we're like kind of cuddling in bed, and I would on the couch, and I'd be like, all right, this is the moment. I'm going to kind of turn. And then this happened like, I think twice where I'd lean over, and then she'd be like, "Oh, my hair." And I'd get somehow caught on her hair. And then I'm like, I can't. Well, that's going to ruin this
it's
move.
Been a minute. Sorry.
it's just fucking. She's like, and like the third time she was like, "You have long hair. How do you not?" And I'm like, "I just forget that you're under me. Like, I don't know." I didn't know what happened. And so then there was a point where like I pulled it off smoothly, and I feel like I just saw her face kind of go, "Eh."
Okay.
And I was like, "All right. I don't know if I'm reading into this wrong, but I like enthusiastic consent. If you don't even want to return the favor with a peck, then that probably means something."
Sure.
Fair. So we're up till like 3 a.m.
Oh,
it's
wow.
like literally it was like funny because.
And how's she like, gotten down there to the show? Do you know?
What time at
driven?
The show? Oh, she take the train from Vancouver, which is like
wow.
an hour away,
yeah,
you know, which
yeah,
is
yeah.
crazy. It's like a 40-minute train ride, she told me. And I was like, wow, I'm really impressed that you fucking came to the show.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she didn't want to leave. It's a fucking train at midnight. And
oh,
fucking,
God. Yeah.
P. Diddy's going to be
What's
on
more
it.
Dangerous? Is it Danny or this kid?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
Or get on the train at
taking a train in Vancouver at 4 a.m.
I'll just fuck him.
So it was like around, you know, I mean, the show ends at whatever, 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Thursday,
we're at the
just
condo.
One show. Okay.
Yeah, we're hanging out for a few hours until
yeah.
almost midnight. And she goes, she looks at her phone. She goes, "All right, I'm going to leave in like 20 minutes at like 12:30. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, cool. You know, whatever."
Oh, but you said 3. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But now it's like
yeah.
3 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And she's like still hanging out and
mm-hmm.
still hanging out. And
got
then
it.
We move to a bedroom and we're just hanging out, cuddling. Whatever. And,
yeah, yeah.
And then finally she goes, I don't know. She just kind of goes like, "All right, get out of the room." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Like we were up moving around in the kitchen and we were walking back into the room. She's like, "I need to go to sleep." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool."
Oh, okay. So this is the room she was going to sleep
yeah.
in.
And
supposedly.
So I was like, "Oh, okay."
All right, okay.
So I'm like, "Oh, I'll go to the other room."
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Wow, I guess."
Oh, man, how's this going to, okay.
I was like, I really didn't. I was so impressed. I had no idea
okay.
that she could resist me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're
but hey, that's fine. Gave it a shot.
Sure.
So then, you know, it's like I get to sleep at like 4 a.m., you know? I'm like, all
right,
podcast maybe, but whatever,
right,
whatever.
Right.
Start writing, got to do this, right? Whatever. It's 8 a.m., 8:30, bright and early. She just comes popping in my room, jumps in bed with me.
Yeah.
And you got a phone call or?
Nah, no? Just fantasy football updates.
Oh, I see. Now, what's the score now?
Yeah, so if you could stop your
Cincinnati.
Story. Second.
Oh, touchdown.
Yeah,
nice
it's a close game. That one was called back.
That
one was called
okay.
back, yeah, earlier. So she sleeps on
So bright and
it.
Early, comes in the bed, 9 uh-huh. a.m. We're just snuggling. She's in between the sheets and I'm under the sheets and
okay.
I'm in nothing but my underwear. So
uh-huh.
I'm kind of like being awkward about it where
yeah.
I'm like, "Well, you didn't want to kiss me earlier, so I'm pretty sure you don't want to see me in my underwear necessarily."
Right, right.
You know, I'm sensitive to all these things.
So she's saying it. She just walks in. She's like, "Hey, I'm
yeah,
going
to
join
you." Yeah, she comes
in.
She goes, hey, whatever. I don't
yeah,
know.
Okay,
maybe she
sure.
said something. I was just half asleep. I don't remember. fucking so early. "Mom, I don't want a pony."
Okay, all right. So, okay.
And then we're hanging, just again, like, hanging
same,
out,
same
stuff, nothing new.
Yeah,
it's probably 10 a.m. She's like, "I'm trying to like maybe go back to sleep,
right?
And cuddle," and she's like, So, like, what, you know, And I'm like, she's like, I'm bored. And I'm like, well, I'm supposed to be sleeping.
10 a.m.
So, like, whatever.
Sleeping's pretty
boring.
So
she puts on Netflix in the room, and I'm like, okay.
On a TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we watch a Christmas movie, a really funny movie, Jimmy Yang, the Asian guy who's a funny Asian dude. I'm not trying to just be Asian this, Asian that. But
of course
it's
she chose that.
Funny Asian dude. Whatever. I opened for him at Parlor before it closed. Great guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little guy with glasses.
Ugly. His character plays the ugly guy. And
I vaguely remember.
It's a really new, it's a new movie. It's really funny. And it's a little tacky, but it's supposed to be.
Sure, yeah.
And so, but it's also, I'm no sleep and I'm early, you know, and she's like, this is funny. And I'm like, it's fucking stupid. This guy, all of a sudden, you're going to catfish this person now. Whatever.
Okay, okay.
And she's like, oh, someone's not in the Christmas spirit. And I'm like, yeah, well, balls are blue. No.
But, sit in my lap once a year.
Yeah, and, Santa, thanks. So, whatever. And then that finishes, and I'm like, okay. And she's like, what else you want to watch? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, it's an hour and a half, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's like noon. And she puts on a comedian, a Netflix special.
Oh, boy.
Mo something from Houston, maybe.
Oh, he's got a Netflix special?
He's got two of them, or maybe his first one's not
on
Netflix.
Oh, Mo Mandel?
No.
Oh.
A real...
heavy black guy?
Latin, maybe.
Oh.
Or, no, he's Palestinian.
Okay, yeah, I think I know, maybe, but yeah, okay.
He's friends with Dave Chappelle, apparently.
Sure, sure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea. I mean, fun personality, but not a lot of, you know, strong writing to me. But so that's making me like real ornery.
Like, oh boy.
I'm kind of going like, all right.
You want to turn me off?
Yeah, I'm going fucking, all right, cool, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no, I've seen him before. He's great. And I'm like, all right. And I'm like,
what did you say? Yeah.
I'm like, have you seen this one before? She's like, I think so. And I'm like, is it better the second time for you? You know, like I'm kind of just ribbing her because I'm like, this isn't that good to me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I, you know, it's fine.
Sure.
I see why they gave him the thing. I'm just, you know, specific about my taste.
Sure.
And it's like halfway through that, I'm just like, all right, well.
Mo Amer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So halfway through the thing, whatever it is, 40 minutes. I'm going, all right, well, maybe if I just go for an aggressive kiss, it'll either end up happening or she'll want to leave.
She'll make a decision and want to leave, yeah.
I can stop this comedy. I can get this over with. Whatever.
Yep.
Roll over. Don't pull her hair. Lean in. Kiss.
That way, at least.
Everything's great. All of a sudden, making out.
Yeah.
Going at it. Crazy.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, wow. Okay.
She's like, finally.
I mean, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, who does?
But that's
know?
My whole thing of like, you got to give me a hint. Something. You know? Like, give me, meet me a quarter of the way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's hilarious.
Fooling around a little bit.
Yeah.
No sex, but, you know, by the Bill Clinton definition.
Sure.
Came immediately, pretty much. And
great.
I think it's like a combination of things of like, you know, I didn't jerk off all week. I kind of was like, you know, I take breaks. I took like 2 months off way back when. And like, you know, I just,
sure.
I don't think it's healthy. I don't know why, but I used to have a bit about like, those people aren't, that's not what sex is. Those people are like professional athletes, you know?
Okay.
And like the version of, you know, sex for you is like watching, you know, you and your friends playing flag football is not the same
as the
NFL, right?
Got it.
Like, those are professional. Your body can't move like that.
Also, you could get hurt.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, exactly. yeah. You're going to pull a hammy and tear your ACL somehow. I did get a cramp in the middle of this whole ordeal, too. It's funny. So, anyway, you know, pretty embarrassingly quickly.
Well,
and, and
or she's proud. She's
and maybe,
what
you
she
know,
does,
maybe
you know?
She's like, yeah, Nancy I'm Reagan really good. Here, and I'm like, great. And so we're laughing. I get up, I go clean myself off, and then we're kind of, I'm like, all right, well, now what, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, she starts like grabbing it again. And I'm like, I don't look,
who do
maybe,
you think I am?
I don't know. Like, just give me 20 minutes, you know? I literally just came back into the bed and
yeah.
She's like, you seem like you kind of, you got more life in you. I'm like, I mean, probably, but you know, I'm also really tired. Like, this is 1:30. I got 2 hours of sleep. Give me a break. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Sure.
Finally, I'm like, I don't think, let's not. And I'm like, let's eat. I haven't eaten in 12 hours. I'm fucking starving.
Okay.
So we go get food and she's kind of like, you're quiet. And I'm like, well, I'm eating and I'm tired.
That
and
doesn't
like,
check out as far as I know.
Like, I just came, so quiet. Like, I'm quiet. You
quietly
know?
Eating? I don't buy it. Yeah. This lady's full of shit.
She's funny. She goes, yeah, you're right. Whatever. And we're walking after breakfast, and we're, you know, I'm like.
So you ate out somewhere?
Yeah, we just went to somewhere.
Nah, didn't eat out, but you know, gotcha.
Yeah. And then she goes, I had a great time. I'm going to take the train back. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I go, all right, cool. So I get to the condo, and I'm like, should I take a nap? Or if I just do these shows tired, I'll get my sleep schedule back. Uh-huh. Getting to sleep normal time tonight because I'll be tired, pass out, be great.
Yeah.
She texts me at like 5 o'clock, and she's like, hey, I had a great time. Do you want to hang out again tonight? And I'm like, I mean,
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, look, the show. I mean, do you want to
hear the situation? You tell me.
Yeah. I'm like, do you want to come over at midnight? You know, like, are you going to be cool with that?
Right.
She's like, what are you kicking me out at midnight? And I'm like, no, I just mean the show ends at 11:30. So, I mean, if you want to, let's hang out again. Absolutely. This is great. So she's like, cool. See you at the comedy club. And I'm like, all right. Well, guess I'm not getting to sleep on time tonight, you know?
Yeah.
Comes to the second show again.
Okay. All right.
10 people. You know, I'm doing my best. Yeah. I'm going, wow, you're really seeing me work here. You must really think I'm funny. And then she comes back to the condo again. We hang out. We put on some more stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you know, we're making out a little bit, but nothing else crazy. And then it's like 1 a.m. We're both exhausted because we both didn't sleep, you know?
Right.
So she's like laying down in her bed and she's like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. And I'm like, yeah, let's go to bed. She goes, hey, I'm going to take my pants off, but, no funny business. And I'm like, hey,
okay.
Cool with me. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
Appreciate that warning, you know, great.
Okay.
So then whatever.
Yeah.
All laying right. In bed again, tired.
Separate beds? Or?
Same bed.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, I go, hey, I'm just going to cuddle with you till we kind of drift off, and then I'm going to go back to my beds. Because, you know, you toss and turn, and you wake each other up.
Sure.
And I'm sweating through the sheets. And
wake her up going down on her. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, by eating. And so then, you know, she kind of has like a grip around me, and I feel a little guilty getting up and being like, fucking.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of waiting for a point where we're like separate.
Yeah.
To kind of, and I'm like, I got 1 foot off the bed. I'm like, literally, like, I was trying to sneak out. Yeah. Coyote Ugly. And,
oh, you're not ugly.
I'll chew my arm off instead. But. Yeah. And then, like, it's probably like 3 a.m. or something. And, you know, where I get sucked back into the cuddle. And,
yeah, sucked right.
And then literally she starts sucking on my finger.
Ah.
And I'm like, what? I thought nothing was happening. You told me nothing was happening. This is very, I mean, yeah. I get that you're allowed to change your mind either way.
Yes.
But like,
yes.
You know, this is just out of nowhere. Like, okay. I'm have no clue what's going on with you. And I usually think I do. Mm-hmm. So this is all new to me. And then we're like, you know, she doesn't want to have sex, but she's going at it. She's giving me the old Corey, up the a finger up the butt.
Oh,
I'm kind of like, all right, well, that's new to me, but I've heard about it. So she goes, you're only the second guy to let me do this. And I'm like, all right, well, I thought really you were more of a pro. So, you know, I was hoping you knew what you were doing, but I don't think either of us are going to find anything.
Digging
for gold.
She have manicure? Probably.
Yeah. Well, racist. Okay. You piece of shit.
Oh, I
just was saying
that is not what I meant. You did that in your head. Anyway.
So we're up for another hour and a half fucking around. Like, yeah. She grabs an ice cube. She's like, "How's this feel on your balls?" I'm like, "I mean, you do whatever you want. I'm sleep deprived. I don't care."
Yep.
crazy. Yeah. I can't. I'm also not able to come really. Uh-huh. Probably because of the finger in my ass, but it's 4 a.m., 4:30. Finally, I'm like, all right, I give up. I can't even jerk myself off at this point. My dick's sore.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Go to fucking bed. And we go to bed at 5 a.m. or whatever, you know? And even then, I'm still laying there for like a half hour like, Jesus fucking Christ, I got to work tomorrow. I'm gonna be fucking dead, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
10 a.m., wake up, whatever. Comes in my room again, hanging out.
Rooms.
I've
okay,
skipped
yeah.
my.
Yeah.
I'm like, no fucking way. I gotta sleep.
Yeah.
And then she takes control. She just makes. She just goes for it. She just grabs my dick.
Yeah.
And starts playing around with it, and I'm kind of like, all right, well.
Yeah.
Here we go. You know.
Sure. Well, she needs. She's like, I'm gonna.
She come. Loves it. Right. She said like. I want my finishing medal. And I'm like, all right, well, I didn't know that was important to you, but whatever. So then for another hour, we're kind of dicking around, and she's not trying as hard.
Yeah.
And so finally I'm kind of like, here, let me take over.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2 minutes, I know all the tricks, you know, and then
upright.
I go, come here real quick. Hurry up. Whatever, I kind of just go on her chest, and then I'm like, all right, cool. Like, there's a towel on the ground here. Wipe you off. Cool.
Yeah.
I get up and I'm like, walk to the bathroom. I'm like cleaning myself off. I change my underwear, whatever.
Sure.
And then I'm like walking around the kitchen, grab a water. I'm like looking at the view and I'm like, oh, it's nice out. It was shitty weather all weekend. I was like, I got to take a photo of this view. And I also got to post about the show tonight because there's 12 people every show.
Yeah.
And apparently I take too long in the kitchen. I come back and I sit back down with her and she's like, this feels very transactional to me.
Ah, jeez.
And I'm like,
oh, man.
Yeah, I know. And so what's great is we had talked about it. We talked about it, you know? So,
because
I'm sitting there going like, what do you mean? You know, she's like, well, you just come and then you go about your business and it just, I'm laying here and
it
just feels like you don't care and that's all it is for you. And I'm like, okay. Emotionally, I see that how you would feel that way.
Yeah.
Logically, from my perspective, we haven't slept in 2 days. Last night we fucked around for 2 hours. I cuddled with you till 4 a.m. Like, I'm not just trying to kick you out. There's never been pressure to come over. There's never been pressure to suck my dick. There's never been pressure to do anything.
Yeah.
So just step back for a second and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to get a drink of water. I looked at the deck. Whatever. I got to clarify my thoughts after coming. I got to whatever, you know? Yeah. And also, what do you want me to do? I want to lay here in a pool of my own jizz and just cuddle more. Like, I, you know.
Yeah.
You tell me what I should. And so she's like, I don't know. You lay here more. And I was like, okay. So now I'm like a little pissed off. Not pissed off, but annoyed, you know. And I'm just sitting there, you know, like kind of arms crossed. I'm like, all right, well, I'll lay with you then. And she's like, well, I want you to want to lay with me.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I know, but that's not how this is going to work, you know.
Yeah.
And she goes, you're right. Logically, you're right. But emotionally, I'm right. And I'm like, yeah. So we can both be right. That's cool with me. And she goes, I get it. And then she goes, hey, what is the etiquette for... like, when should I leave? And I'm like, whenever you want. And there's no pressure for you to leave. There's no, like, hang out.
Yeah.
I do have to work. I do have to do some writing and emails. I've got to get a COVID test. This nurse was supposed to come at noon and didn't. And then I looked it up and it was like, luckily you don't have to get a test to come back.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, I got my other hookup coming. She's a nurse. but yeah, that was the whole thing. And then she's like kind of going, what's the etiquette? And I'm like, well, this doesn't happen very often for me. So at least not in the last 2 years, right? So honestly, I don't know the etiquette. Of
deserted
like,
island, what'd you say?
Yeah. I don't know about kicking you out. I don't know anything. You're welcome to stay, whatever. But then it's kind of awkward after the argument. And anyway, so then it's, you know, just 30 minutes, and she's like, all right, I'm going to go. And I'm like, all right, yeah, that's great. And it's kind of quiet awkwardly, and I'm like, his tension could just be in my head. I don't know that it's in her head. So it's that feeling when you're like, am I bombing? Or do they, you know, do they not know? Do they could, this could be a good show to them. I'm not going to make a
this
thing.
This was the best ever. Thanks.
Yeah. I don't want to be like, well, that joke sucked. You know, like Corey does every show. And it's a new one. And so she leaves an hour later. She texts me a nice, very long, sweet thing. Like, hey, you're great. This was fun. I had a great time. I'm not saying that you led me down the wrong, you deceived, you know, none of that. Like, I just, maybe I let my emotions get caught up, and you absolutely did nothing to, you were sweet and it was great. And I'm so glad we connected. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. That's great.
Geez. Yeah, it would have been.
And so then I was like, see you at the show tonight, probably, you know. But then she, you know, she didn't come out. And so, and she gave me a candle to bring back. So,
all right.
Illegal. So that's that whole
illegal.
So what is the etiquette?
She never,
you know.
Let's rewind for a second. So she never, nothing ever happens to her.
Oh, I went down on her. I had fun. We did some fingering. We did some stuff, but she, at a certain point, I was 4 a.m. I secretly popped a little blue chew, you know, so I was ready to go. And I was going, hey, you know, let's fuck. And she was like, no. And I was like, well, no for you means yes in 20 minutes, apparently. So. I didn't say any of that, but you know, that's every girl too. I'm not trying to say, you know, whatever.
Right.
You're allowed to change your mind. It's fine.
Of course. Yeah.
We get it. So,
gotcha. Okay.
So then, again, in 20 minutes, I go, and she's like, nope. And I go, okay. That seems more defiant. That's cool with me.
See, that's what's interesting is like, well, I mean, I don't know.
And she goes, oh, you would have just had sex with me like that? And I was like, I mean, yeah, I don't know, you know, whatever. I'm.
What does she mean by that? Like,
well, I wasn't wearing a condom at the time. Oh. So she was kind of like, I was like, I have a condom. I just wasn't sure, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like, at this point, it took you 12 hours to kiss me. So I'm pretty sure that you're not, you know, sleeping around with everybody.
Right.
So I would, you know, I pick my spots here, you know.
Gotcha.
And I'm pretty sure I can't get a disease from my hand. So, pregnancy, who knows, you know,
maybe have
those talks, but that's less of a concern for me.
Right. You just got to change your phone number every
year. It's real simple. So, yeah, I mean, there was mutual everything, and
interesting, yeah, okay, well, I don't remember. I remember the very, very first time I ever had sex with someone who wasn't my wife, not very first time, first person, second time, so we do it at the hotel
the
that's
first
attached
part, you
to.
You don't remember the first time?
Well, so we do it at the hotel. It's connected to the Medford Comedy Club. What's that place called? Doesn't matter.
Chadwick's.
And then the hotel there, and sort of tipsy and knocking things over and spilling beer and all over the great time. And then she lives in Sacramento, and it just so happens I was going to Sacramento next. So I was like, hey, you know, whatever. And she goes, oh, yeah, well, I'm not like Sacramento. I'm pretty far. And I was like, well, I'm leaving the show, and you gave me your address, and if you tell me to not drive towards you, I won't. But if you don't, I'm headed, whatever. And she's
she gave you the mental institution.
No. Oh, but damn. That's a fun story too. So then I
right?
Well, yeah. So I get to her
some
place.
Some of your stories start the same.
We hook up and whatever, and it's at her house, and then I was like sitting on the couch, like just kind of watching TV, hanging out, petting her dog, and
that's her name for
she's
her cat.
She's kind of going about
her cat.
She's kind of going about her business a little bit, but I'm like not offended or upset. I just am a little like awkward of like, I don't know. And then at some point I go, probably supposed to have left by now, huh? And she's like, yeah. Usually, you know, kind of one night stand things. And I was like, oh, it's two night. And she's like, right, right. But yeah, usually. And I was like, well, you know what? This is great. And then I left. So that was my first, okay, all right. I've almost never had someone, I don't think I've ever asked someone to leave before the morning.
You've asked someone to leave in the middle of the night.
That's right. I'm saying before the morning. Never have, I don't think. Yeah. I think I've always just been assumed they'd stay the night.
Right.
Or I would. I've maybe a couple times had women be like, all right, you gotta go. I got stuff in the morning. I gotta, you know, whatever.
Right. I mean, that's the thing too. Is
I
like,
I really don't think I've
just
ever
just because my work
so
schedule
awkward,
is yeah. at night. I think people would be like, oh, you don't really have to do anything.
Right.
And you're like, well, mentally, I gotta prepare for 12 people to be on a show.
Yeah, I'm too non-confrontation. I probably just. Oh my gosh, that was wild.
That was game.
Cincinnati versus the Niners. So
that was pick six the other way.
But immediately after, no matter who it is, I always go grab a thing or find a thing, or usually there's something nearby and clean up. We both clean up and kind of hang there together. I can't tell for sure this, you know, situation. I mean, You guys are sleeping in separate beds, which is a little bit, I'm not saying weird, but like abnormal because that's not usually an option.
Right.
So in different rooms, and she's taking it relatively slow given this. And it, not if it was a normal, if she lived in your town and this was a date.
Right.
This wouldn't be taking it
no,
slow.
No.
But given the scenario, I mean.
And that's the other thing. I'm like, it's a
slow.
Bumble. There's got to
right.
be some
you don't
level
live here,
of expectation of like.
She came out a second night.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's
she's
like,
seen my
yeah.
whole show, you
and
know,
dick.
About not being able to get any women and, like,
right,
you know,
right,
whatever.
Right.
I mean,
right,
like,
right.
I'm not leading her, you know, I'm certainly not leading her on, I don't
right.
think. I'm very careful with my messaging to not be like,
you're amazing.
I love
we
you.
Date. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
This is going to be the greatest.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And then she also goes like, I don't believe you. Like, I, you know, at one point I'm like, hey, this doesn't happen that often. And she's like, I don't believe you. And I'm like, well,
okay.
just because you fell for it doesn't
fine.
Mean anyone else does.
You can not believe me all you want. I think that I've only had one scenario where there was confusion about what the relationship was going to be going forward from someone who was on the road. And it wasn't that bad. She just texted me. We spent like two nights together, similar kind of thing, went out. She stayed, hung around in my hotel room for the morning for a little while, but then was like, I got to go to my son's football games and, you know, whatever. But there was a lot of talk about how her ex sucked and that kind of stuff. And she was still entangled with that. And so beyond the fact that I didn't live there and we had just met, I'm like, here's another reason why you shouldn't be dating anybody, let alone some comedian who's
yeah.
on the road.
Yeah.
Not like there's something wrong with her, but you got stuff.
You got entanglements.
Stuff to do. Yeah.
Will Smith and Jada, you know?
And she was kind of like, I felt like she was kind of saying like, yeah, this is where I'm in my life. But I think she was more like trying to connect with me as opposed to that. And I was like, all right. Because the text was after I dropped her off at her car and said goodbye and it was all fine, good. Text later in that day as I'm driving home was like, hey, was this just like a weekend thing or what exactly was this? And I was like, oh, for me it was a great weekend with a really cool woman,
right?
And if I'm back, I'd love to reach out again and hang out again in any way.
Yeah.
Whatever, like that. And she's like, okay, well, you should maybe let women know that before is all I'd say. But yeah, it was great, it was really fun, but yeah, you should maybe let women know that in advance. And I'm like, well, I'm fine with the results, so maybe you should let You should find that out. Mm-hmm. I'm totally comfortable
with. Why is it my obligation?
Right. Like everything worked out in the end has worked out exactly how I thought was, and I'm happy with it and I'm comfortable with it and not bothered at all. So it seems like if you know at the end, you're going to be like, oh, what is this? Or what do we got going on? Then you got to go, hey, before we sleep together, you're just curious, like, whatever. And then I had the sorry instinct. And then I was like, I'm not saying sorry. That's no.
Yeah.
That's not accurate. That's not.
And I don't think that's what she wants, you know?
No. But then I also had the other instinct, which was like, to say what I just said.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's not going to do anything either.
Yeah.
And so she just sort of like unfollowed me on things eventually and was fine. And because I just didn't reply at all. Mm. That's what I went with. Because the options to me were sorry or
go fuck
really,
yourself.
Well, really like being detailed in my defense.
Right, right.
And I'm like, how am I doing? You know,
right, type of six
in
page.
Between is
Exhibit
like,
A. Like, all right.
I guess I could have been really, you know, hey, I don't totally see it that way, but, you know, if that's how you feel, I can't argue with that. And I hope everything, you know, I could have been maybe like that, but
yeah,
I didn't, and it's all fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's fine. I don't think she's upset about it.
I was happy to get a couple texts after to clear it all, just in case there was any tension or any, you know, like.
I remember having anxiety about that kind of stuff of like, oh man.
You and I are very similar in that way where we're always going, ah, geez, what is this going
to
be?
I wasn't trying to hurt anybody's feelings or be upset, make anybody upset. I want everybody to be happy all the time. That's why I do comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, just be happy. But, yeah, if she never sent that other text, I'd be paranoid. I'd like probably even try and reach out. And be
sure.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, I would have sent a similar thing probably.
Yeah.
If she didn't, but yeah. Well, anyway, that's fun. That's great. Well, then now you're. I mean, who knows? Well, we won't talk about what. I was gonna say you might be on a roll. Who knows?
Wait, it's early. Let's not call it things. I do have some more to tell you about privately that'll make it to the podcast. Maybe some prospects.
Private prospects.
Private
I like
prospects.
It. But, I'll tell you about a woman neither one of us would want to sleep with, and that's the woman at the Village Underground of the Comedy Cellar in New York City. So, me and the I don't think I say her name. It doesn't matter if I say her name in the podcast. But me and the girlfriend go to New York City and spend some time there, and it was great and fun. And one of the nights just happened to be Joe List's special recording, and I don't know him. I don't know that I've ever met him. I've had him perform at Emery's.
Really?
Never met him. Well, he's been on shows that I've watched.
All right.
When he was in the competition years ago, wow. Seattle. And then he did my show at Emery's and spoke about me on the podcast or spoke about the show, but not.
He's named me a couple times, and I'm like, I mean, I think we only did like two shows or three shows, but I was
the
like,
virtual thing, maybe.
That too. Yeah, but it was like before that. I think.
Sure.
Maybe.
Well, Mark but has, and Mark guy. Is yeah. So I know. I mean, I know him so much better than he knows me.
Okay.
I've Facebook messaged him a number of times when he's like asked questions about Seattle stuff or whatever. So maybe I would say if he saw me on the street, he wouldn't know who I was, especially with a mask on, right? So so I go the route of I'm buying.
That's always like, hey, I'm Corey. And,
yeah. So I'm going to buy tickets. I'm going to make reservations. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be an audience member at his show to support him for a show. He's in New York City. He's going to have his wife, his friends. Friends are going to be opening. His friends are doing the recording. He's got, I'm not saying a word to him that I'm even going.
Yeah.
And memory's kind of like, whoa, okay, you haven't said to him? And I was like, he doesn't know me. I mean, I don't, what am I to for what, you know, maybe in a comment on a post, I'll be like, can't wait to see the show.
Yeah.
But I'm not privately messaging him for what he's going to go. Oh, okay, great.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah.
Or
he'll go, fuck, there's a comic coming.
So yeah. That's what I was worried about.
I need someone who will laugh. You asshole. Get out of there. Yeah.
So I was definitely worried about that. And, she's going to laugh enough for both of us. So I'm comfortable on that. But, So we get in this, we get in the line, we have a drink at the regular Comedy Cellar. I kind of like, I'm geeking out a little bit, like, this place is amazing, and oh, there's Colin Quinn, and oh, there's Bobby Kelly, and that's the table they sit at, and there's the lady that runs the place.
Oh, funny.
It's like she's the manager. Yeah, they always talk about Liz, she kicks their ass.
It's like if someone was like doing like a Breaking Bad tour, maybe, you know?
Yeah,
like,
That's the house where they do the thing.
There's the car wash. There's the
There's the friend's house. There's the Liz, but it's not the real house.
Yeah.
Here's what the truth about
they
that
film
is.
Film it in
And so... So I go, all right, I think it's time for us to head on over and you know, we got to do vax cards and we got to whatever. And so we head on over, and as we're walking, Mark Norman is walking back from the Village Underground to the regular Comedy Underground. They're 400 feet apart. It's insane. They sell out multiple shows every night at two venues that are 400 feet apart. And
well, if Chris Rock was at my show, it would have been full.
And he walks by, and I go,
Mark Norman was at that club a couple weeks ago. They're like, it was packed. I was like, I'm sure.
Man, that's good, I guess. I go, oh, hey, Mark. And he's like, hey, what the hell? What are you doing here? And I
that's
was like,
great.
I just, you know, brought the lady. And he's like, ah, lady. All right. You know, just very Mark. All right. Cool. And then he you got a girlfriend? Well, I don't buy that. But and then he
that's
goes.
That's what you said 2 weeks ago on the road with me.
And he goes.
Why'd you leave that hooker in your bed?
That was Portland. and he goes, wow, cool. And I was like, just walking over to see Joe's show. And he's like, oh, I just saw the first one. He killed. Did great. And I was like, yeah, cool, man. And I go, see you later. And I turned to walk away. And I goes, hey, how about that? Just kind of funny. Like,
he said that?
Yeah, just like to a guy he was walking with. Like, I saw. That's so weird to just see a random
that's
mother.
Cool. See your buddy, yeah.
And so we stand in line and we get to the front. And right at the front.
That's a good phrase.
Right before us, yeah. Right
how
before us, the guy doing all the checking, and it's a little bit of a chaos, and they hand you one of those, like, bubble wrap bags that's going to be to put your phone in, but I didn't realize what they were handing it to people for. I was like, sure, no, thanks. And oh, I saw them doing it at the other club. And so we get to the very front, and he goes, well, we got a little bit of a problem here. I'll be right with you guys. And he, like, walks around, and he comes back, and he's talking to people and figuring out if it's ready to seat yet, and comes back, and I see 88 is the number next to the people he just checked in. It's an electronic thing, and 88 to me seems like there's just gonna be more seats than 88, so I wasn't like too worried. But he comes back and I go, it's filling up pretty fast. He's like, yeah, and it's just you gotta map the room and stuff. And he goes, we're good. And then some lady who's in charge comes up and she's like, we gotta start seating. What are we doing here? So it was this. I left a part out. They were gonna hand us that bag and we were gonna go into another line and then be seated. So the first line's vax cards, check in, get into a line,
cell
you got
phone.
Your bag, cell phone, you're going to go.
Ticket.
And they wrote what seat you're going to sit at on that little bag. So we're supposed to go to that, and she goes, let's go. We're seating. You guys first. Let's go. And we're like, oh, shit. And we are very happy to not have to sit out in the cold in another, you know, 80-person line. But... I'm walking in going, ah, shit, I don't want to be fucking front row with this thing. You know, and so we are what you would describe as like the third row.
Okay.
And we're going to be seated with another couple that we
Joe
don't
List
know.
Looks down at my fucking special.
I was worried the whole time. And she's like, what are you? And I'm like, I'm just telling you, you sit in front of me. I'm going to be hiding behind your head laughing, but not, and I don't, but I don't think he knows me. So I think it's fine, but he might. I hate this. And, So they seat this couple with us, and she, the young, cute couple, and she, she's definitely, she's a little out of his league looks wise, but I don't know about personality wise. I'd say no after all this, but she goes, oh, I'm such a huge, you guys a fan? And I go, yeah, I'm a fan. He's great and podcast. And she's like, I watched I Hate Myself on YouTube. It's so funny. And I was like, yeah, okay, great. That's really fun. And he doesn't know who Joe List is. He's never seen. And she's a little like seemingly maybe tipsy, but I can't tell. And so as, you know, minutes go on, she's very drunk. And she went to a work party earlier. She had drank at that open bar. She gets two drinks because everybody has to have two drinks to start because they're not going to be serving that part of the area.
Oh,
it's two item minimum. Two item minimum. Three drink maximum at this place, interestingly enough. They do a maximum. They don't let you have more than three drinks because they don't want you being drunk and belligerent. Pretty interesting and cool.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. So they, but
if they think they can make money with that. That's
yeah,
great.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah, they're killing it. So they brought us our two drinks immediately. So she's got her two drinks and plus the ones she's already had. And
that's what we need, more alcohol in her system.
And I'm just like, oh, man. And she's doing things like, should we scream out his name? Should we yell Joe and he'll come out? And I was like, no. We should not do that. We'd be laughing during the show. No yelling out at all, anytime, anywhere, at all, not even a little bit. And she's like, but maybe he doesn't know we're ready for him. And I was like, maybe. This is all planned. They're
this
gonna
is an operation
be,
that happens every single night, gonna, multiple times.
It's gonna work out just fine. And he's gonna come right out. Right. And I was like, well, it'd probably be an opener for like 10 minutes. And she's like, no, it's going to be him right away. Just him. It's a special. You want to bet? And I was like, I'll bet you a drink. And she goes, all right. And you know, sure enough, Matt Wayne came out and did 10 minutes at the top. And she owes me a drink, this lady. But so
she should have baby birded into your mouth.
Tell me what's worse. Yeah. Tell me what's worse. Heckling or screaming or yelling during a special recording or falling asleep at your table so close to the comedian that he goes, hey, is she okay? I'm genuinely, earnestly worried about her. Is she all right? And that's what he did with her. And then the boyfriend eventually had to walk her out during the special recording and handed me a $100 bill and was like, can you pay for our tab? Because they're not going to come. Yeah, the server's not going to come. Yeah. And I was like, so I'm like, there's a video somewhere of this guy handing me money like he's my friend. I'm like, I don't know them. I don't know nothing about them. That bitch, I told her to not say a word. She wooed like twice, but it was at times when there was applause or laughter happening. Yeah. So it didn't like.
So how long into the show did you fall asleep?
She starts passing. Well, there was a fight over one of her drinks. He went to grab her a glass of wine. I was like, oh, can I try this? He was like, not fucking around. He was trying to drink some of her wine for her, so she wouldn't give drinks. He was trying to play that game. Ooh, that's great. And she's like, yeah. She took it back. And so now he's like, all right. He was in a tough place because memory is like, she wore the pants. She was bossing him around. He's got no balls. And I'm like, I mean, what's he gonna do? But also, you could just kind of tell before. And so she's like, I had a dream about my boss last night. And he's like, is that right? And I was like, oh shit. But she's like, no, I just dreamt about his wife, really. And she has huge tits and she's like super hot in the dream. I've never met her though. She's Colombian. I'd never met her. I'm going to meet her next Tuesday though, finally. And I was like, oh, you have a huge crush on your hot boss and you're having dreams about his wife. Because got it. I know what's going on here. And he probably knows what's going on. He's like, oh, Jesus, who am I dating? And she was doing a little bit of bragging too. So she was just kind of the worst all around, but
yeah, I'm okay with passing out because that
20. I just want. I mean, I guess they just you won't see that part of the audience. They won't ever do that part of the thing in the recording, which is probably great.
I mean, if it killed the first show without someone passing out, I think that'll be the show that they.
I just would be so annoyed. I'd be so bummed. Like he seems very happy with the whole thing, but so then I'm talking to memory, but I'm like, man, I hate this. This is like the worst. It's like it could have been worse. But this is pretty bad as far as me trying to remain anonymous that I was even there. And, but again, I don't think he knows me, you know, whatever. And, she's like, I don't know. There's a lot of things that have to fall in line for him to be like, wait a second. That looks like a guy I know. Is that? And then Mark to be like, yeah, Corey went to the show. And then like, does he know these people are being pieces of shit? Like that has a lot has to happen. And then I was like, yeah, it's not gonna be an issue, but or that he's never going to, whenever be an issue, he would never say anything to me because why would he? He doesn't know me, but he'll never.
And he would know, like, I mean, as a 20 year comic, you're like, he wouldn't start any shit. He wouldn't bring that lady.
That wouldn't
be his first guest. Like,
never. Yes.
Corey's table was a problem.
Right. Yeah. You'd like, yeah, you'd think he'd know.
Corey was out there going, when is the show starting?
Woo!
I've never been to a comedy
Let's
show.
Yell his name.
We got to woo in order to start. That's what Corey always does.
Corey says. I'll start. I'll pander before the show. Sure. I start my own applause breaks.
Core.
Who say that?
I was watching a fun YouTube Legion of Skanks Austin podcast or something like that. It's literally called Joe List is on Fire, and it's just like a cut up of him.
Yeah, he did. He put it on his YouTube.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. Great. I got to watch that.
Yeah, it's really good.
I heard about it.
It's him and Robert Kelly and a couple other people. And so.
Oh, yeah. He said someone cut it up for him and he put it up recently. Yeah,
yeah, it's yeah. really funny.
Great. I'll have to watch
it. The crowd starts chanting, Joe. I was like, that's got to be the best feeling in the world.
Fun.
Killing in front of your buddies.
But anyway, so that was there was a ton of stuff that happened on the trip, but that was the comedy related thing that happened on the trip, and it was
great.
We're
in an hour five. So
we gotta get out of here.
We could catch up on a second one and make up for everybody.
Hey, maybe we'll do that. A little bonus.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Bonus and then write and then start back up. So this is 70.
Get in the rhythm again.
Sounds good. Well, that was fun. That's great. Biloxi and Mobile and Lafayette, not in that order. Lafayette, Biloxi, Mobile, February 18th, 19th, 20th-ish. Get those tickets on our website /Facebook/Eventbrite. And come see us live. We got to go do a show in Renton, not trying to brag.
Yeah, we got 152 and a refund request. So
hell no. All right. Bye, everybody.